of the halachos of slichos, in particular what happens if a person is on his own. We discussed the implications on Zoom, but I want to pick up on that topic because there's a few more details that are relevant within the realm of slichos and also beyond that we can extrapolate from this particular area. So first of all, we said that primarily the most important guideline is the Yud Gimel Midos, Hashem, Hashem, Kelrach, and Machanan. Those are only supposed to be said as a tzibur, and that's derived from the Gemara, which illustrates how Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu that section of tefillah by actually wrapping himself in a talus and acting as if he was the Shliach Tzibor, implying that you need the Tzibor, that it's a Dover Shepikdusha, one of the series of tefillahs that require a minyan. It should be noted that in addition to the Yud Gimel Midos proper, that portion of the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, we read it on fast days, we read it whenever we come to that Parsha as well, of course. In addition to the Psukim, the introductory paragraph, which is either Kel Erech HaPayim at the beginning of Slichos, or Kel Melech Yoshev a little bit later in Slichos, should also be omitted because those are really only introduction to the part that we're supposed to be omitting. A relevant question to that is also, every once in a while, in the Piyutim that are part of the Slichos, especially the Pismon, the part that's said responsively towards the end of Slichos, occasionally there are some, certain days of the weeks of Slichos, that include the Yud Gimel Midos. And the question arises, should we leave out those portions or those entire piyutim if they include the Yud Gimel Midos? And it seems to be the accepted opinion, and the minhag is to say it as usual, just omitting that particular stanza that focuses on the Yud Gimel Midos so that we don't employ that mode of tefillah unless we are with a tzibur. However, there is a way around it. Where there is a will, there's a halachic way, at least in this area, maybe not in every area, but Rav Moshe Feinstein, echoing and elaborating on the poskim, gives the following remedy if one is on his own. And before we even get to slichos, I can tell you that there's other instances in which this appears. Let's say in chakras. In chakras, you have kedusha in its formal location, namely right at the beginning of Chazar Sashat, but there's also other kedushas that we say. There's the kedusha desidra. That's the name of the kedusha that appears in Uvol Tzion at the end of davening. And there's an additional kedusha that's found in the Birchas Kriyashma, where there's kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kvod Hashem Mekomo right before you say Kriyashma. And I think this is unknown to many. That kedusha also is really reserved primarily for when one is davening with a minyan. If one finds himself without a minyan, what should he do? Should he behave any differently? We don't tell a person to skip it entirely, but the poskim recommend the following. It should not be said, those psukim, the kadosh kadosh, should not be said as kedusha, but rather resembling more the recitation of psukim. There's nothing wrong with saying a pasuk. You can always say a pasuk. Those are psukim from Yechezkel, from Yeshaya, parts of Nach, but instead one should say it with the trump. So it would be kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvakos, melech al haaretz kivodo. Please don't tell Mr. Kinchis that I just did that, because he's going to be asking me to lane. Not ready for that, okay? Haftorah maybe, that's only Haftorah. But if you know the trup, if you do, so ideally one should say it as a pasuk rather than as part of tefillah, because it's reserved for a minyan. Again, if one doesn't know the trup, if one wants to say it straight, that's acceptable, but Yud Gimel Midos absolutely must be said with a minyan only, not individually, and therefore one can employ a similar tactic to circumvent this issue and say, Hashem, Hashem, kel racham b'chanan. Number one, he has to complete the pasuk all the way to al shilei shim ba'al ribe'im. If you even if you don't lane the rest of the Torah, you might know the laning on a fast day of Vayichal, because we say that part out loud also. Nake, lo, yinake, right? We continue after the Yud Gimel Midos are over, we complete the Pasuk. Or I should say the Baal Kori will complete the Pasuk, and we stick to the parts that are the Yud Gimel Midos. So one is allowed to say, if he is not reciting it as a tefillah, but rather as a Pasuk. Ramosha has an expansive chiddush that goes even further. He says, "Ubedivar Yud Gimel Midos Biyachin." Reading to you one paragraph of Igros Moshe Yoredeya Chelakim. He says, regarding this question, saying the Yud Gimel Midos when you're on your own, Shiyomer Kol HaPasuk Ad Ribeim, should say the entire pasuk till its conclusion. Al Shilei Shim VaAd Ribeim. VeGam Dafka Belo Nigun DeTachanunim. You shouldn't say it with the tune of Tachanunim, of supplication, of desperation, calling out to Hashem like we normally say it. Hashem, Hashem, Kol Rakav Bakanan. Ella Kilomid b'Torah. You should say it as if you're learning. She'im darko b'kriyas psukei haTorah b'taimim ma'ad nigon harogil tzarech lomar b'nigon ahu. You know, sometimes you walk into a base medrash and someone is humming or has a certain In yeshivas, that's not just a way to bother the person sitting next to you, but rather they're supposed to be. David HaMelech says, "Miros hayluchikach." Learning Torah was like a song for me. It was like poetry. It was like an enjoyable. David HaMelech is also taken to task for taking it too lightly, apparently, for his level. But there should be a song, and Sfarim say that the person remembers his learning better if he connects it to. It's beautiful to see my daughters in Beis Yaakov. They have a song for everything. Song for the. My older daughter has memorized huge chunks of Chumash that in a million years I couldn't say by heart because they put a nice niggin to it, a beautiful tune to it. So he says, whatever your normal way of learning is, whatever niggin you use, use that for the Yud Gimel Midos. Even if you don't know the trup, that's okay. And if it's easier for you not to use the Balkori's trup, to use whatever you're used to, that's okay. As long as you don't appear to be davening, that's all that's required in order to make it permissible for you to say on your own. So we mentioned the other times where that appears, such as in the Kedusha. A little more. We still have another 2 minutes left. Another thing that should be omitted is anything that you find in Slichos that's Aramaic. Aramaic, very very interesting Gemara. Gemara says in Sota that we're accustomed to being told that we can daven in any Lashon. Hashem hears us no matter what language we use, and we're encouraged, especially after one finishes the formal Shemona Esrei, whether it be in Shema Koleinu or at the conclusion, Elokai Netzor, a person is encouraged to put in as much of his own personal tefillos, heartfelt and as meaningful, and that he understands in the way that he understands it. That's true for any language. Aramaic, for somewhat esoteric reasons, is not allowed unless one is with a tzibur. That's why, for example, Yikum Prokan, which is in the Siddur, is always in the gray box that you omit it if it's not Shabbos, and if you are alone and you're not with the Tzibur, because it's in Aramaic. We are told that the angels, the Malachi Asharis, bring all tefillos that are said up to Shemayim in order to convey them to wherever they need to go, but they don't understand Aramaic. So unless one is with a minion, then when you're with a minion, you don't need any help. You don't need any Malachi Asharis to get it up to Shemayim, but unless you're with a minion, you should omit anything that's in Aramaic. Just close with one more practical application of this. Baruch Shmei, right? That's a portion, it's a passage of Zohar that we say when the Torah is taken out. Aramaic. Halacha l'maisa. If you, right after the Kaddish, right after Shir Shalom, you run to the bathroom. You come back, and they finish Baruch Shmei, they take the Torah out, you should not say Baruch Shmei. Because if you're not saying it with the tzibur, you are not licensed to speak in Aramaic in shul. Truth is that you can get away with because Reb Chaim Kanievsky held that until that's part of a series of tefillos and you can jump into it as long as they haven't begun Kriyas HaTorah. So if you're not in shul with the tzibur saying the Aramaic, you should omit it. But an application of Slichos would be as follows. Let's say you're behind. I guess I was a little too fast as a chazan last night. A few people are still finishing Slichos afterwards. They have license to say it in Aramaic because since they were part of the tzibur, they can finish up and catch up along with the tzibur. But normally, one should omit anything in Aramaic if they're not davening together with everyone else. Yes.
In the Bola Seal, after the Kadosh.
Yes. Okay. Right.
So they translate that to Aramaic.
Right. Right.
So what do you do if you're davening by yourself?
If you're by yourself, you should. We don't omit that, I think, because since that's the targum of the pasuk, so you're learning like the Torah Shebaal Peh of the pasuk. So I would have to say that's the reason why we don't omit that. Good point.